I want to tell you something, and that is operating a food company has been one of the most challenging endeavors of my life. From innovating products that we want to land at the intersection of taste and nutrition, to wrestling with supply chain issues and managing inventory, I have had more sleepless nights in the past 3 years than I have in the last 30, including the 12 when I was a firefighter. But no one tells you that food is hard. But I also want to say, it's because of each of you that we continue to get in the trenches day after day after day. It's in our core values to keep at it, knowing that we are filling a giant void in the market with products that you can't find anywhere else. And this makes it easier for us to climb out of bed each day. I want to thank you for your patience. We are anxiously awaiting the return of our organic pancake and waffle mixes, and we're excited to announce that our Plant Strong milks will be available online later this week, followed soon thereafter by the return of our exciting new burger mixes. Our goal is to be your reliable and trustworthy partner for all things Plant Strong, allowing you to stock up on healthy meals that you can make and enjoy in minutes while still managing your busy lives. I appreciate each and every one of you and want you to know that the effort will be worth it once more brands start to care about the integrity of the nutrition that they're putting into their products. Thank you so much for your support, and please stay tuned for exciting updates at PlantStrong.com. I'm Rip Esselstyn, and you're listening to the Plant Strong Podcast. Hey, everybody. Happy New Year to you, and welcome to this special Plant Strong Podcast episode. I realize that many of you around the world are exploring and embracing the goodness of whole plant-based foods, and good on you. This is fabulous. Perhaps you're motivated by many health benefits, or you're eating more plants for social, environmental, or compassion reasons. Regardless, at Plant Strong, we welcome you wherever you are on your journey, and our goal is to provide you with all the resources that you need to help you on your path. Now, that's why over the next few days, I'll be recording a few mini episodes to help you with mindset, motivation, education, and tools to help make this as simple and impactful as possible. Before I get started, let me explain what I mean by a plant-strong diet. I'm talking about embracing a diet that's rich in fruits, vegetables, all kinds of beans, legumes, lentils, and whole grains, while simultaneously crowding out animal products like meat, seafood, dairy, and eggs. In addition, I want to urge you to eliminate processed oils and cut back on excessive salt and sugar intake. Now, the benefits of adopting a whole food plant-based lifestyle are beyond profound. Not only does it support weight management and boost your energy levels, it also reduces your risk of chronic diseases like heart disease, diabetes, and a certain number of cancers. A plant-strong diet is not just about what you eliminate, it's about embracing vibrant, nutrient-rich foods that are going to nourish your body from the inside out. I like to call these strong foods, and at Plant Strong, we're all about the strong. Hey, Plant Strong champions. Man, we are rounding third base. We are headed for home. We can smell the kale in the barn as we wrap up this 7-day Plant Strong Challenge of 2024. We at Plant Strong, we have shared a ton of hopefully useful information as all of you explore all kinds of new habits and learn why a whole food Plant Strong diet is so, so powerful. What I want to do right now is just do a simple review of the 7 habits and the tenets of our Plant Strong Challenge that you guys have been incorporating into your life so that you can reap the massive benefits of improved health and vitality. So let's start with number one, and we'll go through seven and then wrap up. So number one is, of course, eat your veggies and leafy greens. And let's remember, we're chewing these and not pulverizing them up into a blender and then drinking them. I'm talking about broccoli, kale, cauliflower, spinach, potatoes, corn, bell peppers, squashes, and so many, many more. And when it comes to green leafies, we're aiming for 6 fist-sized servings each and every day. And again, we don't care if it's raw, if it's steamed, if it's broiled. We just want to make sure you're getting these wonderful powerhouse green leafies into your system. What are some of the easiest ways to achieve this? Mix greens into your oats or your porridge. I know it sounds a little crazy, but you try it, and before long, it's no biggie whatsoever. You can add a handful or 2 or 3 into soups, into pasta sauces. You can use them as sandwich toppers or, of course, a great pizza topper. All right, that's number one. Number two is eat plenty of whole fruit. Now, I don't really care if it's fresh or frozen. Some examples include, like, you could have apples and berries in your oatmeal. You can use fruit as a great salad topper, whether it's raspberries, blueberries, whether it's grapefruit wedges that I particularly love. And then, of course, fruit is the best snack out there, travels well, and also it's a great dessert. So instead of reaching for that piece of chocolate, let's grab a mandarin orange or a pear or an apple, and I promise you those pleasure centers will light right up. Number three is whole, intact, whole grains. We're talking quinoa, brown rice, barley, farro, oats. None of that no-carb stuff is going to fly with Plan Strong. We're all about the carbs. But remember, we want to make sure it's the whole, intact carbohydrates, the unprocessed carbohydrates, not the processed, refined carbohydrates. And know that whether it's brown rice, barley, farro, oats, these are great items for batch cooking as well. So you can mix a pot of oats on a Sunday, and then you can divvy those up into Tupperware containers as base ingredients for multiple meals throughout the week. Number four is 100% whole grain items. So when it comes to breads, pastas, and tortillas, we want to make sure we're eating 100% whole grain of these different food groups. And in order to do that, we got to make sure we're looking for the words whole, so like 100% whole grain. And then it has to be spelled that way, W-H-O-L-E. Also, you have like rolled oats. Rolled also means it's whole grain. Cracked, stone ground, and sprouted. And if you have food sensitivities and you're gluten-free, there's also some really spectacular lentil pastas, red lentil, black bean, chickpea pastas that are out there as well. Number five is eat your beans, for Pete's sake. All the variety of legumes that are out there, black beans, pinto beans, kidney beans, lentils, split peas, and of course, oil-free hummus. And I want you to know, we adore canned beans. I prefer, if you're doing canned, that you go for the unsalted canned beans. And in case your grocery store doesn't carry unsalted, then just make sure you rinse them in a strainer beforehand. And that way you'll remove about 70% of the sodium that's there in the beans. Number six is extra flavor. It's incredible what the right blend of herbs and spices and different types of vinegars, flavored vinegars, hot sauces. My favorite is sriracha. And then, of course, there's different types of mustards and ketchups and barbecue sauces. And these can be a really nice potential secret weapon to enhance your taste. But please be mindful of too much salt and sugar that reside in some of these products. And number seven is beverages. We want to make sure that you're doing water. That's our beverage of choice, good old H2O. If you're doing coffee, we want a black. And of course, we're always a fan of tea. Just don't drink your calories, and let's be sure to avoid artificial sweeteners. So what have we stayed away from in spades this week? We've been avoiding meat, anything that, you know, basically, whether it's red meat, chicken, fish, pork, we've stayed away from meat. We've stayed away from eggs, dairy, seafood, all refined and extracted oils, white bread and pastas, and excessive salt. We don't mind if you use the salt shaker at the table, but let's not cook with it. And we certainly are not buying foods that are loaded with copious amounts of salt. And we're also staying away from all kinds of added sugar. We've been limiting avocados to about a quarter to a half per day. And then tofu and tempeh, we've either been eliminating or greatly reducing those because they're so high in fat, about 40%. And then, of course, lastly, nuts. We've been limiting our nut intake to a handful, one small handful a day. And our preferred nut is the walnut because it is so anti-inflammatory. Some helpful tips. Let's do our best to make the healthy choice the easy choice. Let's have only health-promoting foods in our house. Let's keep the contraband at bay. We want this to be about making the smart and easy choice, not about willpower. And always know that if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. One of the things that will be super helpful on your journeys going forward is batch cooking. Remember, the ABCs, always batch cooking, whether it's pancakes on Sunday where you make 20 extra ones for the week ahead. When you're doing veggie burgers, make an extra 15 for quick and easy lunches and dinners. Same thing with oatmeal, same thing with brown rice, same thing with beans and lentils, right? And once you've done this, once you've got your base ingredients that you've made, bowl building is just an absolute snap. And you're always ready now to assemble meals or pack a lunch literally in minutes. All right, you guys, you're doing fantastic. I know that you got this. And I want you to know how much we on the Plant Strong team appreciate you following along. Please feel free to reach out to any of us with any questions that you have going forward. I'll be sure to put links to our Facebook page and Instagram channel in the show notes of this episode. Again, we're here to help you in any way that we can. Thanks so much for listening. And always, always keep it plant strong.